The Wisconsin Badgers volleyball team is in Minnesota to take on their sixth-ranked opponent of the year. We bring in John Audius, the play-by-play voice for the Badgers. John, this is a Badgers squad that had a juggernaut of an opening schedule, but now they've won six straight. Could you kind of just cover how you've seen this team progress and gel as they've really hit their stride these last couple of weeks?
Well, I think one thing that people should be aware of or recognize is that they started the season and they still continue to have a freshman center, right? So the quarterback of the team's first college matches were in front of the largest crowd she's ever been a part of, with, you know, limited amount of time overall with her attackers against top 10 teams, right? So right off the bat, it was, the odds were kind of stacked against Wisconsin a little bit in that, you know, in that way. Obviously, they have a lot of great returning talent with Sarah Franklin, Anna Sprack, Devin Robinson, Caroline Crawford, Yulioja. Like, you can go down the list. There's a lot of great returning options for them. But I think that's just something to keep in mind. So when they start the season, you know, and they even said, like, we'd rather have three great teams to start the season than three cupcakes to start the season. But I think they're starting to find that groove. So when I mentioned the freshman setter, Charlie Furbringer, I think that's something that the coaching staff is really starting to, notice that connection between the setter and the attackers is starting to gel a little bit. And I think that's the biggest thing that, fans should be watching for as we continue, you know, deeper and deeper into Big Ten play. And I think that's probably the number one thing, is just that everybody's becoming more comfortable. They're all still trying to find their roles because there's too much talent and not enough playing time for everybody on this year's squad. And so I think it's a combination of just finding their roles and becoming more comfortable with the new faces that are out on the court.
I mean, you talk about baptism by fire, right? Do you think what happened early on in the season, especially with a freshman setter, is going to help this team later on? Because all of a sudden, they've got that connection. They're working on it against top-tier talent that they're going to see in the tournament later.
100%. You know, I said that from the start of the season, is this is only going to make them more prepared for the Big Ten. You talk about another ranked opponent, because they're going to have a bunch of them come Big Ten play, and even the ones that aren't ranked are going to be tough. So, yes, I think 100% it's going to help them later on. It almost gave them a jump start to the season, in the sense that, you know, when you come tournament time, what they started the season with Louisville and Texas and Stanford, that could easily be three weekends in the NCAA tournament. You know what I mean? Like, that's the type of play. Those are the types of teams that you're going to face. So I think to have that right off the bat and have to work through that only makes you more prepared for Big Ten play. And then it just gets you ahead of the game as you try to progress, and as Kelly Sheffield tries to do every single season, get this team to play its best volleyball in December. I think you're ahead of the eight ball when you're able to start out like that and learn from those first few matches, even though they were losses.
John, you mentioned that strong returning core, including Sarah Franklin, reigning AVCA National Player of the Year. She's 10th in the country in kills per set, Big Ten Player of the Week. From your perspective as a broadcaster, somebody who's followed this team for a while, what separates the Sarah Franklins of the world from everybody else?
I think it's her variety of shots she can make. So I said this on the podcast. I have a podcast, John Cast Podcast. Go look it up, JONCAST Podcast. And then I talked about how we should all be appreciating the type of player Sarah Franklin is, because we've got here in the state of Wisconsin one of, if not the best player in college volleyball. But what sets her apart is her shot variety. So she can, you know, do all the standard shots, but she's got a cut shot that is very hard to stop. So what does that mean? So when she's attacking from the left front, she cuts it across the court, but not like a normal cross court. It's from her, you know, the left front of where she's attacking to the left front of the opposite side. It's called a 4-4, zone 4-to-zone 4 shot. And that is really hard to do. Not everybody even has that or can attempt that shot. And, you know, on the Kelly Sheffield show, which you can hear on ESPN Wisconsin, I was talking, Lauren Carlini was a special guest, former Badger setter, and I was asking Kelly and Lauren about that shot, that cut shot. And Lauren's like, you know, I she's just coming off a silver medal in the Olympics. She's like, I don't see a lot of players even attempting that shot at my level. Yeah, so when you talk about that perspective from somebody who's playing international, pro, all those things, and she doesn't see anyone attempting that shot, and then you go to the Big Ten, and then you've got someone doing that, it's very impressive. But I think it's her variety of shots, and it's not just that she has a variety, but she knows, you know, she feels the game out. You know, it's kind of like basketball. If you're, you know, you're playing a game and you're like, oh, they're giving me the three, I'm going to hit the three, or, oh, I can get by here, or the pick and roll is working. And you just go with the flow and what the defense is giving you, and she's so high level that she, you know, she identifies that right away, and then she'll just break out the right shot for the right moment.
Should be another exciting watch and listen tonight. John, we look across the net. Minnesota had a huge win over Texas earlier this year. They come in as a top 20 team in the country. Could you give us an overview of their identity and what they've leaned on to be so successful so far?
So that was interesting, right? They beat Texas and then they lose their next two. But that's, by the way, that's volleyball. I mean, that wasn't surprising. And you looked at some of the scores throughout the non-conference. I know Nebraska lost to LMU, and then LMU lost to SMU. So, like, these type of oddities in volleyball exist, but that doesn't mean that I'm saying the win over Texas was an oddity. They're led by Melanie Schaffmaster. She's an experienced setter for them, that, you know, all Big Ten type of player that can just control the offense. They've got they've always got really dominating players, and I guess this year they're still trying to find that identity. Julia Hansen is a right side that might, or I'm sorry, is a left side that might be that. But, you know, I think they just have enough pieces right now that they're super successful. They can, you know, scare teams with their offense. And defensively, they're pretty good too. I mean, they lead the conference in digs per set, and I believe Wisconsin's right behind them. So it's a top 25 team that's trying to bust through to that top 10 type of team. And, you know, they've got a great test, or a great opportunity, I should say, at home in front of them with Wisconsin. I guess I'd describe them as a team that's just trying to find its identity and make that move from middle of the top 25 to, you know, near the top of the ranking.
And, John, my last question for you on behalf of Badgers fans, what does Wisconsin need to do to get the job done as the bigger team and extend that winning streak to 7 matches, keep the ball rolling?
You know, when I ask keys to the match, whether it's the two associate head coaches, assistant coach Anne-Marie Hickey or Kelly Sheffield, I've gotten the same answer for like 15 years. Serve and pass. So it all starts with that. How do you handle, and Minnesota's a really good serving team too, I should mention. How do you handle the serving? Are you able to get great passes to your setter and get lots of options for your offense? How are you serving the other team? Are you putting pressure on them where all of a sudden they're always in scramble mode? And that allows your block to set up. So it always comes down to, as boring as it sounds, is just, or at least that's you know, that's the message I've gotten over and over year after year, is just serving and passing. It starts with that. And I think the good thing about Wisconsin is that if Sarah Franklin ever needs a little bit of a night off, Yulia Osho has really stepped up her game over the last several matches at outside hitter. Anna Smrek had a little bit of a lull to the start of the season. But on the right side, Anna Smrek, if you get her the ball in the right spot, she's 6'9", she's going to connect, and there's nobody stopping that. So I think serve and pass, and then, you know, just whose turn is it? Who wants to step up? Because there's so many talented options on offense for the Badgers to step up if they do need that.
Depth and fundamentals. John Audius, the play-by-play voice for the Badgers. John, we appreciate the time. Best of luck, and have a good call tonight. And we will hear you on ESPN Madison.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.